Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. Remember the Brandon Graham Show coming to you live from Chickie's at 6. And then the Players Lounge with special guests this week. Jordan Mailata happens at 7. Donovan McNabb joins us at 4 o'clock every Monday. Donovan's call is brought to you by United Tire. Now is the time to make the right choice about who services your car. United Tire and Service. Go to unitedtire.com. That's unitedtire.com. Don't drive alone. Drive United. Donovan. Hello, sir.
How's everything going? What's going on?
Big Five? Listen.
Uh-oh, here we go.
we're coming off an exciting week around here, man, last week.
Okay.
In the city.
Okay.
But in all honesty.
You know, I told you, you know, they do for a bad game. I mean, you know, it was one of them trap games. Didn't play well, but, you know, and let's not act like we were the one that sparked the fire.
And so you did hear about the fire.
Yeah.
I mean, you remember. Anything that's fired in Philly, I'm involved in it somehow. So, you know, I just think for this football team, it was something in which I'm going to point the finger and give a little credit to Kellen Moore. And I say that because, remember, last week I said the conversation needed to be had between two individuals, their grown men, to talk, and they need to go and talk to Kellen Moore. Because, really, that's what it comes down to. It's about play calling. And you have to call plays in which your quarterback is comfortable with. It's something that I think there needs to be a relationship between Kellen Moore and Jalen Hurts. Now, we can talk about targets and all that because, at the end of the day, I think Devontae Smith had more catches than AJ. So it's not so much about, you know, everything that was kind of brought out throughout this whole deal. It's about calling plays that your quarterback's comfortable with, including running the football with Saquon Barkley. And so I've seen a more balanced attack this past weekend where you're seeing single high coverage where you have to attack it in the passing game because they're putting 8 in the box and they're trying to stop Saquon. And I thought we did a good job from the very beginning of the game and continuing on all throughout the four quarters.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it. We look at that game yesterday and the passing game hadn't been as prominent in the recent weeks. But like you said, we knew what we were going to get from Pittsburgh defensively.
Right. Right.
And so you knew opportunities would be there. How'd you think Jalen played yesterday just from the standpoint of running the offense efficiently and making good throws?
Listen, Jalen has been playing well all season. If you look at his numbers statistically, he's completing 70% of his passes pretty much. And he's moving the football. Yes, we're not pushing it downfield as much as we're used to, but we got to take it to account too. How many coordinators have Jalen had? How many offenses has he been in?
I think at least four. He's had at least four coordinators.
How many offenses has he been in? Now, the offense is different, obviously, with Frank Wright and all those guys. And then when they went to the Super Bowl, the offense was different because they pushed the ball downfield. Mm-hmm. And we didn't have Saquon. And Kellen Moore is doing something that, quite obviously, he hasn't done throughout his career as a coordinator. And that's having a running back to run the football with. So he's had to change his identity of his play calling and utilizing the weapon that he has in the backfield. And now we've created an identity so far. Remember, at the beginning of the season, we were trying to figure out what's our identity. We know what our identity is, but we have to feed off of it and open up the offense with play action and bootleg and the quick game, but also the thing that he's made his mark with throughout his career as a coordinator is the intermediate passing game. That's why Dak Prescott was so successful. That's why Justin Herbert was successful. It wasn't so much pushing it downfield. It was completing the intermediate game at a high clip where you allow your receivers to be able to run after the catch.
Donovan, what does it say about the team? So last week there was all the controversy, and it was the second time it happened this year. Not the first time it was around Nick after the Cleveland game, and then it was this
right.
one. They were able to, in both situations during that week, come out and have a big game on Sunday. What do you think it says about the team that they've been able to handle adversity the way that they have this year?
That this team plays for each other. You know, where everyone came down on Nick, and I told you, you want a grown man, you're going to go after a grown man, you're going to get a grown man response. And that's when Nick came out and he said to the fans, you know, what he said. And his team rallied behind him. In this situation, there wasn't talk about who was going to get the ball. The talk was, we don't want to talk about it. This ain't the Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown show. This is the Philadelphia Eagles focusing on Pittsburgh. And that's what needed to be said in the locker room. That's what needs to be said by the main people on that football team to the media. And what happened after when they said it? Everybody got quiet.
Yep.
When you allow things to kind of linger, then things will continue to get worse. And I've been a part of that. So they handled it the right way. And what happened? All of a sudden, they went out and looked like a good football team. Now, it's not going to be like that every week. But that was a good start. And it was something that they can feed on. But I like the way this football team is playing together, and they're rallying, and the main guys are stepping up and speaking and playing football. So we need to take it as that and just continue to enjoy the ride.
Man, this defense, right? This defense continues every week, I think, to impress. Now, they kind of cruise through that Carolina Panthers game. And
true.
I like the way they bounced back this week. They set a standard.
Right.
They realized they didn't meet that standard. Man, this is as good a defense five that I've seen around here in about 25 years, something like that, man. Since we were playing, I don't think
right.
we've seen a defense play the way they're playing, especially how young they are. I mean, this is a young defense.
That's the main thing. Because remember, we had Darwin. We had, you know, Booty Simon. Mm. We had young guys, but
what was Corey's name?
That was don't act like you don't know Corey's nickname.
His nickname was Booty.
Hey, I didn't say it. You just said it. No, it's Booty Simon.
No, you said it. You definitely said it.
Booty Simon. Yeah, I'm like, what?
It was Booty. It was
and for, and for good reason. Simon. Yes, for good reason.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. But we had young guys. But we also had our veterans.
Yep.
And with this defense right now, they're young. They're very young. And so I like the way they've been playing. And at times they get a little bit immature. And we've seen that, you know, in the game with obviously our young stud slapping the defender. I mean, come on now. We got to be smarter than that.
Yeah.
And hopefully that doesn't kind of linger on where we're just continuously doing kind of dumb stuff. But I just love the way this defense is playing. And I give credit to the part that we were always missing in the last couple of years, and that's the middle part of our defense. Our safeties and linebackers have been playing well.
Yep.
They've been playing well. They've been covering well, and they've been coming down and securing tackles. We have a linebacker that's in Vaughn that should be in the top three as far as the defensive player of the year is concerned. If not, I mean, most improved player.
Yep.
But again, it's one in which I give credit and kudos to the interior part of our defense, and that being our linebackers and our safety for playing well. And then our young studs at the cornerback position and nickel, and by the way they've been playing.
Do you have any other nicknames from the old Eagles teams that you would like to share? Just before we move on to the other one, I just want to make sure.
I gave you a little nugget. gave a shout out to to Corey.
No, that was actually awesome. I wasn't expecting you to bring that out.
I mean, we're about bringing excitement to this
segment.
We want our listeners to enjoy what they're hearing.
Donovan,
we certainly have done that this year. Yeah. Yes, we've done that.
Are the Eagles the best team in the NFL?
I mean, I can be biased and say yes, but let me put my analytical hat on. I mean, there's a young man out in Buffalo that's been just lighting it up. I mean, he's not Patrick Mahomes, but when it comes down to carrying the football team and doing what it needs besides Lamar Jackson, it's Josh Allen. I'll give Buffalo a lot more credit than people kind of gloss over with Detroit losing. And I'm still worried about Detroit because they continuously lose guys through injury. They just lost, I think, three guys this past weekend, and key guys again. I believe it's us in Buffalo, and I'm not going to kind of gloss over what Big Red's doing out there in Kansas City, even though it's not pretty. They're finding ways to win.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Josh Allen. It seems like every week now. It's funny. The beginning of the year, he was. You know, his attempts were down, everything was down, and then it seems like as the year has gone on, his numbers have exploded. 5 touchdowns yesterday, 6 the week before. So he has definitely put his stamp on things. Would be an exciting, let me tell you, Donovan, an Eagles-Bills Super Bowl. Ooh, the fans in one place in New Orleans.
Bills Mafia, Eagles Nation?
Dude, in New Orleans? Yes. I know New Orleans has seen
Buffalo
a lot.
Buffalo hasn't been to the Super Bowl and been successful since Jim Kelly.
Yep.
So,
yep.
They're in a situation, and I can say it because we're NFC, but they're in a situation where you have to, when you bring Lamar Jackson and his faults in the playoffs, you have to bring the same up with Josh Allen.
Yeah.
So this could be the year for either one of those two to either dethrone the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes, or it's just going to be another loss in their career record in the playoffs. But I definitely like what I'm seeing from Buffalo. I wonder if things will continue on throughout the playoffs, really for both of them, because Lamar put on a show last night too as well in New York. So I just think for the AFC, I mean, it's a battle. And I'm going to throw another team out there that people won't kind of talk about, but I'm impressed by the way that young quarterback is playing is the Denver Broncos. That might be one that you might not want to see in Denver. Bo Nix has been playing well.
All right, Donovan. Well, as always, we appreciate you, man, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, broski.
All right, now. You guys take it easy.
There he is. I mean, Bo Nix threw 3 interceptions yesterday, but still won. That guy is
a winner.
That's what a winner is. The Twitter question is sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season.
I didn't even know he threw 3 interceptions.
Well, he did. 3 touchdowns, though. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with 2,500 Google 5-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers online at marks-jewelers.com. Are the Eagles going to New Orleans? 82% say yes. 215-592-9494. James in Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, James?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
What's up, James?
All right. I'm not trying to be a hater or anything, but hurt. But I'm going to go back to the Super Bowl. So when the Eagles played against Tom Brady, there was one play that determined the game. And that's the strip sack that BG had on Brady. Mm-hmm. Then you go to the next Super Bowl where Hurts, he made a mistake with the fumble and it cost us the game. Mm. Yesterday, I think that everybody is kind of focused on giving the receivers and everybody the balls and this and that. I think that Hurts needs to also deal with that, but he has to deal with his play on seeing the field. It was one example. One of the defenders was trying to run off the field, and Hurts was looking at him. How come he couldn't do a quick snap, you know, so we could get the ball moving forward? What happened in the result? Hurts went and he fumbled the ball on that play. Mm-hmm. I think that to be the elite quarterback, you have to minimize all your mistakes. And if I'm wrong, correct me on it.
Well, you're not wrong unless you're implying Jalen is making too many mistakes. Like, I think Jalen has limited his mistakes, especially when you're talking about turning the ball over. He's only had two turnovers in the last 10 games. Well, before they came into that game yesterday, I think that was his third one when he fumbled the ball yesterday. And that, to me, that was more, James, of a great play by T.J. Watt. It's not like Jalen was running with the ball away from his body and didn't have it secured. He had it on his chest up there. You could see that, and T.J. Watt just punched it out of there. He punched it out of there.
Yeah, James, and no one criticizes Hurts more than me, except for Jack, maybe. He can't play perfect. You know, like yesterday, he fumbled the ball, but he played a great game otherwise. And yes, if you go back to the Super Bowl, he played a great game and he fumbled it. But
that did not cost him the Super Bowl.
But the turnovers have been much lower, have been definitely under control over the last 10 games. Honestly, the only thing I worry about a little bit with the finger is when he's running, he's probably not going to be able to switch hands that he's carrying the ball. So he'll have to be more careful with that. But you also have to give him – T.J. Watt tried to get him again, and he was able to hold on to it. So, you know, I think Jalen has – if he's done anything, he has limited turnover type of mistakes. And if we see games closer to what we saw yesterday where he is letting it fly early – and hitting guys when they're open early, I think the rhythm that it gives the offense, and it puts the defense in a better position where they're not, you know, where they're not trying to hold a team for an entire half because we're not putting points on the board. Mm-hmm. So, and it saves Saquon a little bit for the second half of the game where we can run it down their throats and end the game. So as much as I'm completely willing to criticize Jalen Hurts, he fumbled yesterday, but, you know, Watt made a great play on it, and he's been much, much, much better with turnovers over the last couple of months.
What I'm saying is, my point is that catching teams kind of off balance, where, like I said, he was watching the man get off the field. But most quarterbacks...
Oh, would just snap the ball.
Went to snap the ball.
Yeah.
So... You know, I think that being focused on the entire field and having the ability to snap the ball quick will help. Because, you know, small things like that will matter in the Super Bowl. You don't know that.
Yeah, the small things. Thank you for the call, James. Small things always matter. Always. And, you know, it wasn't perfect, but it was a huge improvement yesterday, I think we saw. Angelo in Pottstown, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking the call.
What's
so
up,
I was listening earlier, and, you know, after the play, after the Jalen Carter personal foul penalty, it just reminded me of, I guess it was the game in New Orleans where he just stood there and laughed and, you know, had a you know, like you said, Ike, he looked like he had just, you know, swallowed a canary. Mm-hmm. And that it's stuff like that that's going to come by and eventually bite you. You know, we're not talking about, you know, a regular job where, you know, a cook makes a cheeseburger and doesn't include the fried onions because you asked for it. This is going to be, you know, in a real, you know, meaningful game, playoff game, hopefully the Super Bowl. We'll see. But if he does stuff like that, it's going to cost us, and it's going to cost us dearly. And he's got to stop that crap. He's got to stop laughing like it's a joke. And, you know, if the coach wants to get through the big guy, you know, the defensive line coach, he should have been able to do it. And there's no reason why he should have stopped him from doing it because he's the damn head coach. But, you know, it's stuff like that that really pisses me off. And, you know, Jalen Carter's got to get, you know, he's got to get his head on straight. Is he a good player? Yeah. Can he be a great player? Sure. He's not going to be a great player if he keeps that crap up. And that's just the bottom line.
You know,
I hate to be critical after a game, you know, after 10 straight wins, but you got to be if you want to be great. And if you got to be if you want to win the big games.
Yeah, I mean, listen, and I think that's the message that Nick was trying to get across to Jalen, and I'm pretty sure they've had a conversation since then to let him know about the importance and significance of doing something like that and how it could be detrimental to the team. Yeah, no, you're right. Listen, it shows a little bit of immaturity there, and that's the little last hurdle that Jalen Carter has to get over, is that, you know, to sometimes, because he's such a great player. I mean, and we know what he has the potential of being, but that's one of those things where that's about maturity right there.
There was a game earlier. Hang on one second, Angelo. There was a game earlier this year that he didn't actually start, right? Didn't they bench him at the beginning of a game because he missed meetings or something like that? Yeah,
the Atlanta game.
That is the last hurdle for Carter is the maturity, which, by the way, sometimes comes with mistakes and age, too. So, you know, it's a balance of he's played every snap for 3 or 4 weeks now. He's been great. And I do think, not to excuse it, there is this, like, mentality you have to play the position he's playing to over and over and over again get beat up every play. Like
he's not getting beat up.
Well,
he's beating up
to beat up everyone. Yeah. I don't know. I would, to get into the mind of somebody like that. Like, you need at least one little screw loose up there to be that kind of a guy. So that,
again, you got to be able. Listen, you're talking to somebody who was young, who did stupid things on the field. Like I headbutted a guy after he downed the ball in the end zone. So I'm speaking from experience.
Right.
Yeah, I'm speaking from experience with not nearly the talent that Jalen Carter has. And I remember John Harbaugh talking to me. I appreciate the call, Angelo. I remember John Harbaugh talking to me about, you know, trying to control that sort of rage you play with. And that's what I was doing. I was playing a certain way because that's what I thought the mentality they wanted from that unit. So that, and then sometimes I would push the envelope with it, and I would get penalties. And it was usually for stuff that was being overly aggressive or something of that nature. And he had to pull me in, like, listen, dude, I love you as a player, and you can have a long career, but you keep this up, they're going to cut you, right? They're going to get you out of here, and you don't want to be known as a player that isn't a smart player. Now, for somebody like me who was going to have the role in the league as a special teamer and a backup player, I don't have the rope that a Jalen Carter has.
Yeah, they're not going to cut him.
Exactly. Right. So I don't have that rope.
That threat isn't going to work. Yeah.
So, but that forced me to have to be able to. Also, I never played special teams. I didn't play special teams in college. So I thought you had to be the crazy dude out there to go out there as a kamikaze. Like, and to your point, Spike, it's hard to know when to turn that on and off, especially when you're young. But and I tell you what, you get enough flags, and then you get Angelo and Glenn Mack now ripping you on the radio every day. That'll make you change, too.
Yep. That's how you learn accountability.
Because didn't Harbaugh say at one point, like, they're gonna fire me?
Yeah, that's right. That's what he had. He said, they're going to fire me and get you up out of here.
he went to bat for you, though.
He did. He did. He went to bat for him, and he was like, dude, you got to stop it.
It was
a private meeting. You don't forget anything, dude.
It's pretty sturdy up there. Yeah. Not gonna lie. Especially
I told you that part of it.
You said that on the air.
I did.
I believe.
I have said that on the air.
Okay.
I'm just shocked you remembered it, though.
Yeah,
I hang on
to your every word, buddy.
Yeah, so he can
especially
see what he can clip.
Ed Donatell.
Ed Donatell. On that one. What a defensive mind.
215-592-9494. We're at Chickie's and Pete's in South Philly. A Chickie's and Pete's gift card. Come on. It's a great holiday gift. You can buy it in person here at Chickie's or online at chickiesandpetes.com. Coming up next, Eagles fans came for Belichick. He thought he could escape us going to North Carolina, but he could not.
How about that?
We will play that for you next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, it's the most wonderful time of the year in Philly. Although, let's be honest, around the holidays, things really do start to add up. But this season of giving, Verizon's offering a single line for $50 per month when you switch and bring in your phone. So while ice skating for two is definitely costing more, at Verizon, you can save. How about gifts for that third cousin? Man, come on, man. That's pretty steep. But a single line with Verizon, not so steep. How about hosting a holiday get-together with the family? Good luck with that. A line with Verizon, that's something to celebrate. A real Christmas tree. If that's your thing, that's pretty pricey. I go with the fake Christmas trees, but that's just me. A single line with Verizon, less pricey. Even a trip to the Philly Holiday Market will cost you more, but with Verizon, you can switch and bring in your phone for just $50 per month for a single line on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. All that to say, during the holiday season, when everything is costing more, you can get more for less right now at a local Verizon store.